this is how we brew it.
On 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Morena, Agnes.
Hi.
Morena. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm even better now, actually.
I'm much better.
We've got some beautiful little tools in here that you're going to make us a brew with.
Yeah, I actually thought that wasn't last week. Last week was a short week.
Yeah, the week before.
Yeah. Week before.
I told you, maybe you remember, about the coffee from Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some that our roaster, Chris, had just roasted. Mm-hmm. And I thought I need to bring it in for you to try.
Yum.
So this is Ethiopian coffee that you got for us.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you start with smelling it.
Smell.
Yeah.
Oh, smell.
Okay.
This is a multi-sensory experience. We've also got a bag of coffee here, so oh, wow, that smells delicious.
Mm.
That's, wow.
Give us a smell.
I mean, I couldn't tell you, you know, any smells apart from beautiful coffee, but it smells great.
Mm-hmm. Am I right in saying chocolate?
Yeah, 100%.
Look at me, guys.
Okay, super taster.
But also think, I don't know, for some people it helps when you think in colors or even shapes.
Oh.
I've heard people taste in shapes. Which is pretty crazy. I taste insane. In colours.
Oh,
like,
really?
Oh, this is purple. Oh, this is yellow.
What's this coffee to you?
It's pretty purple to me.
It's pretty purple?
You know, I don't want to be that person who's like, I was going to say purple. But, but when you said chocolate, I was getting like Black Forest chocolate sort
yes,
of vibes.
It has that dry fruit character to it. Yeah. Mm.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, this is, it's we're going to have it released at some point, maybe a couple of weeks, but
nice. Keep
I just wanted a little sneak peek test.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
We're getting a sneak peek of 8:30's next roast by the
so
sound of things.
So this is a pour over filter that you're going to make for us.
Yes, exactly. So I am brewing with a brewer that is called Kalita, and it's actually what I was telling you before. In general, like, I think the fanciest coffee us at 8:30 make is at work. And then at home, everyone is so
low-key. Everyone's got their
own
sort of dodgy setup.
No one, yeah, because once you, like, do it for work, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, you do you. Oh, the scale doesn't work. But look, I'm going to do it the dodgy way then.
Yeah, good.
Okay, nice. We like a bit of bootlegging out here.
Exactly.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Oh.
Okay, so the first pour is called the bloom.
The bloom. It's just to, like, wet the coffee, right?
Yeah, so you're saturating all the grounds evenly.
Mm.
And you're also letting kind of the CO2 to escape in the first stage. And then we go with more stages afterwards. Mm-hmm. And actually, the more you pour, or the faster you do it, or the more pulses kind of like pouring, stopping, the more agitation you're going to achieve.
Mm.
And with agitation, it means it's going to be kind of stronger. I don't know if I can say that. It's not a very correct term, but like more extracted to say it like simply.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
And you're pouring the water in quite a circular motion.
Yeah. Yeah. So kind of trying to like saturate everything at the same time. But this is a super good brewer because it has a flat bottom. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to stuff it up.
Right.
Yeah. It will basically, whatever you do, it'll taste good.
Also, it's forgiving. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm loving the beautiful sounds that we're getting of the trickling coffee.
It's kind of like...
If it's not making anyone need to go to the bathroom or anything.
It's okay, I've crossed my legs.
So typically with pour over and filter, you're using single origins as opposed to blends, right?
You can 100% use a blend.
Oh, okay.
Up to you. Yeah, you can brew your coffee however you like it. Actually, the most important things in brewing is, I think, three of those. Okay, so first you need good coffee beans or whatever you like.
Because
the
go
best
to
coffee. Yeah, so I think. So the best coffee is where you like, right?
Yeah.
And then you need good water.
Yep.
And we're super fortunate in New Zealand, the water is so good.
Yeah.
But by the way, the best water, I reckon, is in Christchurch. It's insane. Coffee tastes so good in Christchurch.
Wow.
Very good. Okay.
And then a thing Number three is grinder. So a good coffee grinder.
Yeah.
Because you want those particles of coffee to be very even or very like alike, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you will have kind of an uneven extraction, meaning you will have a lot of sourness and a lot of bitterness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying, everything we do, we're trying to achieve balance.
Mm-hmm.
And same with the blend that we are giving away this week.
What a good segue. Wow. She's a pro. Okay, this sounds incredible. The 830 standard. So this is like the classic 830 blend.
Mm-hmm.
This is... yeah, this is a signature. It's a staple. Mm. This is 830 in a bag. Yeah.
Everyone, you've heard it here first. 830 in a bag. if you want it, you know the drill. We're giving it away at the end of the week. So you've got all week to text us 5395 with your name, your B card number, and 830, which is one word with one T in the middle. This sounds incredible. Cocoa, vanilla, orange blossom. Yum.
Yep.
That sounds really good.
Also for blends, like I said, the goal is balance. Here, cheers.
Oh, yeah, you can add us a cup of coffee. This looks
beautiful.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question actually about filter. Tasting. I think I need to let mine cool a little bit. But you've got a special, like, fancy kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a certain temperature that's best for pour up a coffee? Like, should we be boiling the kettle and then letting it cool a bit, or is boiling water just fine?
Actually, if you just boil it and open the top for a minute or two, it should be fine.
Okay.
It just falls down to a better temperature. But the hotter the water, the more extraction.
Mm.
The lower the temperature, the less you're pulling out from the coffee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So if the coffee is roasted dark, you actually want to pull out less.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to become bitter very quickly.
Bitter. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the opposite with lighter roast. Mm. You want to pull out more things. You just want to pull out those sugars and everything and, you know, all the complex things in the cup in the end.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's going to result in a very sour coffee or kind of watery, not much flavor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I love, you know what I love? Cold brew.
Oh,
yum.
Nice.
I like a cold brew. I mean, I feel it's a little bit controversial. Some people like it, some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But that cold temperature for a long time is just so smooth.
Eh? Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Have you had a sip yet? Ooh. Or should we do this together?
I have had a sip.
Oh, I was too busy yapping.
At about four, I can't help myself. It smells gorgeous.
Someone said, particles of coffee sounds a bit like party girls of coffee.
Yeah,
maybe that's what we should call ourselves.
I love that.
Okay, I'm going to have a sip. It smells incredible.
You've nailed that.
Oh my gosh. That's delicious.
It's funny because it's, you know, I hope this like opens up a little bit of the world of what is a possibility in the specialty coffee.
I think so. I think it's definitely that thing of everyone's, like, we're so used to just having espresso, which is great, and, you know, oat flat white, how delicious. But actually, when you have a nice cup of filter coffee that's done really well, it's like a whole new world, isn't it?
That is so good.
I agree. Oh, that's so
delicious.
Good that you like it. Yeah.
So this is 830's upcoming brew.
Upcoming brew,
Right. We've had a first taste.
Yeah. Yes, you are. Super nice.
With a first taste.
You are, actually.
So
it's pretty fresh. So it's going to actually become even better. So when coffee is fresh, when you roast coffee, it accumulates a lot of CO2.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, total weight of the whole coffee is like 2% of it is CO2 straight off the roaster.
Wow. I didn't know that.
And then you need the time for it to age. Right, to kind of breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you have those valves on the bags, because it kind of exhales all the time and it's letting out the CO2. If you didn't have the valve, the bags just blow up.
Coffee breathes.
I've seen that before. Coffee everywhere.
It's alive.
Party.
Party girls of coffee.
And then when you mix CO2 with HO2, or 2O, sorry, H2O. And the result is carbonic acid, and it's pretty sour. That's why fresh coffee is actually not a good coffee.
Oh, it needs to sort of sit for a little bit.
It needs to, breathe.
Okay.
It needs breathing time, you
Very
know,
good.
Meditation or whatever.
Mindfulness.
Yeah.
Coffee mindfulness. Okay, we're going to listen to a song, but tell us first a little bit more about this blend. How do you go about figuring out which beans you want to blend and how it all works? That must be a fun process.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty fun. So balance, right?
Yeah.
So think of think if you had coffee from Colombia. It's bright, juicy, acidic, mm-hmm. Tea-like, so it doesn't have that much weight in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you have a coffee from Brazil. It's more nutty, more sugary, mm-hmm. more round. And then you have a coffee from Papua New Guinea. Mm. And yeah. that is more grunty, more earthy. It's bringing in that body in the blend. Mm. So you combine those together and you have perfect harmonious blend.
I was really excited to see Papua New Guinea mentioned in this particular blend mm-hmm. Because my father actually went on holiday there and bought that coffee. And oh my gosh, it was divine. Oh. It was so sweet. There wasn't like a hint of bitterness to yeah. it. It was like coffee I'd never had.
It's such a fascinating origin. I really wish yeah. I could have the chance to explore it. It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
We will have a Papua New Guinea single origin filter coming out by the end of the year or beginning of the new one. And it's going to be incredible. That's probably one of the best coffees I've had
wow.
this year.
People yeah. trust me, like Papua New Guinean coffee mm-hmm. has
amazing.
Something
you
else.
Don't hear about it that often. I feel like
no, you
definitely
don't.
Hear about sort of yeah Ethiopia, Brazil, Colombia mm-hmm. but those smaller countries like Papua New Guinea you don't hear about so much with coffee. So this is exciting. I'm excited to try some of this the standard 830 blend.
The 830 standard blend.
Everyone, if you want a chance to win this beautiful bag, it's a very full bag, so I can't actually... You know you're getting your money's worth because it's a nice full bag, so I can't really give you much sounds.
It hasn't got much rattle
sort of
to
like
it.
Nice crinkle of the packet. But if you want a chance to win this, flick us a text, 5395 with your name, your B-card number, and 830, one word, one T in the middle. And if you just can't wait to win or you want to get your hands on some beautiful single origin, you can head over to 830's website, 830.com, and use the code 95BFM to get 10% off. Thank you so much, Agnes.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much.
It's actually your last week at 8:30, isn't it?
Yes.
So this is our last, this is how we brew it with you.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to miss you.
Same.
I feel
it's
like
been such a treat to spend some time with you too. You're really, really great.
Aww. Thanks, Agnes. We've just learned so much in this short amount of time about coffee. And I'm excited to see what you get up to next in all your coffee adventures. but we're going to go out on a song. And because we've got a blend of Colombia, Brazil, and Papua New Guinea, we can just play whatever the hell we want this week.
Party beans.
And we talked about the party girls of coffee. We talked about how last week I was a bit stressed because I couldn't fit all of my Brazilian music choices into a short week. So I'm just going to keep playing Brazilian music.
Oh, as you should.
We're going to listen to Milton Nascimento with Tudo O Que Você Podia Ser. And this is going to be a little reminder to text in if you want to win that coffee. Thank you so much, Agnes.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Ka kite.
Com sol e chuva, você sonhava que ia ser menor depois. Você queria ser o grande herói das estradas, tudo o que você queria ser. Sei um segredo, você só pensa agora em voltar. Não fala mais na porta e no anel de sapata, tudo o que você devia ser. Você não quis deixar que eu falasse de tudo, tudo que você podia ser.
é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser. Pense, é melhor do que nada. Tudo que você consegue ser ou nada.
Was
this is how we brew it
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.